like the analogies as given by the Buddha to the five aggregates. Feeling is like a bubble, because feelings or sensations always arise and pass away from moment to moment. Perceptions is like a mirage, only a mental image. Sankhara is like a banana tree stem, because layer after layer, after you peel, at the center of core, it is empty, which is similar to your thoughts or thinking. They always arise and pass away, and very quickly, they are dead and gone, hence empty, only thoughts.
Okay, you remember? I realized the truth, then at one stage, I tell myself, think also like that, don't think also like that. And this is the meaning. They are only thought, understand? And what is thought? Response to memory. Or respond from memory. No memory, like the newborn baby, there is no thought as well. When they are newly born, the baby is very cute, very naive. Their senses can see things, hear things, but they don't have any idea. But there is no brain, no memory as well. That's why I cannot produce thought. You have to train them, teach them. That's why the conditioning starts. Then, word by word, they learn. Mama, Papa, two syllables very difficult. At first, every time one syllable. Then as they learn, the brain, together with the mundane mind, interact. And your senses are here. That's how it happens. So it comes to the point where Krishnamurti is very good. He say, thought is respond to memory. Which means what? Is there a thinker and a thought? There is no way there. But how come J. Krishnamurti know? He said the observer is the observer. But the thought want to be the observer. That is the ego. The thought observes the content of consciousness. Actually, it's still thought. Understand not? And how did thought arise? When you are mindful, you can see. I also saw from the brain here, it come out. Respond to memory. No memory. I ask you to create a thought. You don't have memory of that thing, the thought cannot come out. You must have memory of that, only that thought can come out. Especially thing that you have not learned before, no knowledge. People ask you, what is this? Your perception cannot come out with any word and concept. But it is not in your memory. That's why you need all this memory to trigger off. And that is what sati, awareness-based meditation is. When you are at that sati nature, you see things as they are without words. Understand? Then when thought arises, it's not from that, what they call direct seeing. It's from the memory, it arises. Then when it arises, the content of consciousness with your views, opinion, condition, belief system, everything, is already egoic and limited. And from there, it come out and it act. There you act according to memory. That's why you input the content. Then what happens is this awareness can see. We have awareness, higher intelligence. Thought arises from the awareness nature. It's a product of awareness nature. Because from that spatial awareness, it shrink to a small space. Then you input the content. Then the egoic and limited thought trigger off. Then when this one see, that's why it can understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Otherwise, you cannot see. Now you understand. Yeah? Why there is no thinker behind the thought? If there is no thinker behind the thought, then why you cling on to the ego? You think, I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactile feel and think. Very logical, isn't it? I want to commit suicide also can. Why you say not me? Well, all this is the thought, understand not? The thought that is so conditioned tell you. Since birth, you are given a name. They identify you. Then they give you what they call name, title, everything. Then IC, passport. And all this identify you. Then your education system also same. You are so and so. Or this is Brother Theo, male, old man, Sui, middle age. Then the kid this morning you saw young. Come from what? Identification through the thought process, understand or not? Your views, your opinion, and your condition, and your knowledge. This identify you. Your tradition also same. Your belief system also same. So see clearly. That one is not you. That one is the accumulated knowledge that mold the so-called egoic mind to delude you, to deceive you. When you are mindful, when you are at a pure awareness nature, you will know. That's why I advise you all what? When you are there, find out. Find out what? Who are you? What are you? Understand or not? Then you realize you are nothing. Well, without the thought, how can you be anything? Understand or not? Well, the nature got no word, nothing. Everything is already perfect inside there. Like Hui Ning come to know. How amazing. From there, which is the unborn, everything arises. Oh. That's why when you stay here, when the thought doesn't come in, can you name what is this one? Of course, I can use the word like awareness, nature. Understand? But that one is still a word. Oh. The awareness, nature is not this one. Oh. Like Jay Krishnamurti say, you say there is a tree, the tree is the word. No, that tree is not that thing. Understand? That's why mundane mind delude you through that. The mundane mind need words, no, need concept, no, need to identify things, no. But there is knowledge, understand not? Whereas the nature see thing direct, no need to label anything. Everybody who see the same way understand what that thing is. You can describe in whatever way, whatever language or mode of expression. That's why I used to say, if your training is technical, or engineer, or lawyer, or art student, the way you perceive the art, you will describe it differently. Technical people, they look at it like a building, a structure, with the design, everything. You talk to a lady from the art stream, they can tell you Zen art, or how beautiful the stroke, and all this thing. But to a technical guy, painting lah, finish, understand lah. So, observe all this and develop the understanding. Because this is what thought is. Limited, egoic, respond from memory. And they come and they go. They arise and they pass away. How real can it be? As real it can be. It's only within the moment. Split second is gone. Then whatever happened, is there any reality? You can only recall through memory. If there is no mind, mundane mind, no memory, you think everything happened in this universe or the world is real? There is nobody to name anything, understand not? To give meaning, to identify. But because got this, mundane mind, that's why there is karma, understand not? That's why you can be trapped, consciousness trapped inside. Then the karmic law can operate and cause suffering. Because the one that is trapped inside is deluded, heedless. So all these are the understanding. Okay.